Today, the Wharton Center in East Lansing unveiled their 2018-19 season to the general public. I got to speak with the members of the Wharton Center, and today and tomorrow on WKAR, I'm going to bring you a rundown of what is coming to East Lansing, starting with the already announced arrival of the mega-hit musical, Hamilton.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot.
The majority of the MSU-FCU Broadway series at Wharton Center is 6 days of a residency of a musical, but for Hamilton, it's quite a bit longer.
That's correct. Most of our Broadway shows are Broadway week, which is 6 days, 8 performances. For Hamilton, we have 3 times as many, starting in late May and going into June. The way this works is you have top priority if you're a renewing subscriber from last year. So we're encouraging all of last year's subscribers to renew their subscription as quickly and early as possible into the 18-19 season. Then if you are a new subscriber, you become the next priority on the list. And then after that, tickets will become available to the general public. However, the producers do set the prices, and there'll be one set of prices for our subscribers, one set of prices for the general public. It's all subject to availability.
While Hamilton ends the Wharton Center's Broadway season from May 14th through June 2nd of 2019, the Wharton Center's Director of Marketing and Communications, Diane Wilcox, tells me that the season begins with a 1-2 punch of Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yes, it does, which is a whole lot of fun. First, we start with Andrew Lloyd Webber light, as it were, with School of Rock, which is, of course, based on the Jack Black movie.
Now repeat after me, I pledge allegiance to the band.
I pledge allegiance to the band.
When you see that kid pick up the bass, he's playing the bass. The guy's playing the guitar, they're playing the drums. It's absolutely an amazing show. It's so much fun, it's delightful. And we follow that hard on the heels with Love Never Dies. This is the sequel to The Phantom of the Opera. 10 years later, takes place actually in Coney Island, and the Phantom cannot live without Christine, and so he has followed her to the United States.
In early December this year, a great tradition hits Wharton Center with Fiddler on the Roof, and another side of Russian family ties in January of 2019 with the stage adaptation of the film Anastasia by Flaherty and Aarons of Once on This Island and Ragtime fame. But in March of 2019, the heat is on in East Lansing by way of Saigon. Miss Saigon.
What's wonderful about this is they have done something with the script, and I'm not sure exactly what, but it's been tightened up. The narrative is very, very clear. The plot, you know, you really understand what's going on in the last days of the Vietnam War. Absolutely gorgeous, absolutely beautiful, exciting, and amazing special effects. You will see a helicopter.
And of course, as mentioned before, on the heels of Miss Saigon, Lin-Manuel Miranda's Hamilton closes the Wharton Center's Broadway tours with a 3-week residency. Tomorrow on WKAR, we'll talk about the Wharton Center's just-announced classical music, variety events, and other presentations coming to Mid-Michigan in their 2018-19 season, which you can find more info about at whartoncenter.com. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.